Pasha. Hobe bote gavoi, hobe bote broi. One is in the inner chamber, one is in the outer chamber. Trashi bote gavoi in Huri Moshari. In the inner chamber next to Hashem, there's only light there. And in the outer chamber, that time you have light, you have darkness also there. V'yomer avacho bar Yaakov. Oid rikia echod yesh lemala mirashi hachayis. There's even an eighth rikia. So far we had seven rikias. There's another one, lemala mirashi hachayis, on top of the heads of the chayis. You see the person says in Yecheskel, udumus al roshe hachaya rikia kein hakerach hanura. So there's another rikia even on top of the chayis. Gemara says the reason we're going to talk about it is Ad kan yesh lechor rishus ladaber mikan v'yelach ein lechor rishus ladaber. After this, after the seventh rikia, we don't have rishus to talk about. That's already too much out already. This last rikia is ein lechor rishus ladaber. We don't have a right to talk about it. Shekein kosta b'sefer ben sirah. It says in the pasuk ben. It says in the sefer ben sirah, a type of a history book ben sirah. That the mafula mincho al tidrush, something that's hidden from you, don't be dervish, don't look into it. V'mechusim mincho al tachkur, same thing, something that's hidden from us, don't be choyker, don't try and understand it. There are certain things that are above our understanding. These things was doing in the Yisr Kiya, that's mechusa. V'mashu harishcho, his boinin, what you have a right to think into, be misboinin. V'ein mincho as esoik binistorus. You don't have a right to be Isakin in the stories. The hidden things, that's not for us to be Isakin. Tanya, Omer Rabbi Yechonen ben Zakkai, Ma tshuva hashivosoi baskel yoysa rosha? What tshuva did the baskel say back to Nebuchadnezzar rosha, the Shor Shoma, when Nebuchadnezzar rosha once said, and he said he wanted, Elo abom esayav, Edma lelion, I'm going to go up to Shemayim. The Russian Nebuchadnezzar said, I'm going to go up to Shemayim, I'll be like Hashem. So what did the Baskel answer back to him to try and stop him, to tell him, you fool, how could you dare come to Shemayim? Yotzos Baskel v'yomerloi. A Baskel went out and said, Rosho ben Benoisho Nimrod, a Rosho. You, Nebuchadnezzar, a Rosho, the son of a Rosho, and you come from the great Nimrod, a Rosho. Shehimrod kol olam kuli olam machusay. That Nimrod, the first one to be murdered, to rebel against Hashem, and to get the whole world to be rebel against Hashem. Kama says, so the Baskel told Nebuchadnezzar like this, Kama Shinoiser Shalodim, how long does a person live on this world? Shivim Shona, the mile 70, Shinema Apostle says, Yimei Shinoisena Bem Shivim Shona, Vim Begvurois Shemoinim Shona, if you say to be a Gibor, a strong person, you live to 80. Fahaloi, well, let's think, Minoris Adarikiyo Mahala Chomesh Meya Shona, it takes a person to start traveling. If you and Nebuchadnezzar want to start traveling upwards, it's going to take you 500 years to reach the first rikia. The uvav shel rikia mahalachamish me'ashona. To walk through the thickness of the first rikia takes 500 years. V'chein ben kol rikia rikia. We had so far seven rikias. So to walk in between one rikia and the next rikia takes 500 years. No, you didn't get there yet. Lamala mehen, above the seven rikias are the chayas hakodesh. And we had this last thing. There's an eighth rikia. Lamala is there, the chayas hakodesh. Now, these chayas hakodesh, these malochim, the chayas hakodesh, ragle hachayos keneged kulam. The ragle, just the feet of the chayas, keneged all the area we spoke about so far. From downstairs here till the top rikia, a few hundred thousand years. That's how much it is to walk the distance of the ragle, the feet of the chayis. Vayter karsul of hachayis, the ankles of the chayis, is also connected kulam. To walk the distance, how big the ankles of these chayis are, again, will take you more than all these years put together. Shukei hachayis, the size of the chayis, also connected kulam. Also goes very far up. Rechuvei hachayis, the rechuvei connected kulam. Chubi Rashi says, "Uetzem hayerech." That's like the knee. Hasamach l'shug yerech. Uetzem akulius. The knee. To walk past the knee of these chayis also take all these kneged kulam. Yarchei hachayis, the thighs of the chayis kneged kulam. Gufei hachayis, to walk through the body of the chayis kneged kulam. Savori hachayis, to walk above just the neck of the chayis is also kneged kulam. Lord, should take all these years to walk. Will take it just to walk through the neck of the chayis. Roshi Achayis, he didn't get to the head yet. When he gets to the head of the Chayis, it's connected Kula. The head is so great, it'll take you more years than all this to walk the distance of the head. Karni Achayis, they have a horn to it yet. It's connected Kulan. So Chura Kinei Kulan means all these years, these hundreds and hundreds of thousands of years, he'll take you to walk through the horns of these Chayis. Lamal Mihen, what's on top of the horns of the Chayis? Then we get to the Kisei Kovit. We get to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Ragle Kisei HaKovit, just the feet of the Kisei HaKovit, is connected Kulan, is also connected all those years. Kisei HaKovit, to walk through the distance of the Kisei HaKovit, that's also connected Kulan. And Melech, Kelchai, Vekayim, Ram, Venisa, Shechen Aleim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was above all this. V'yator, Ma'at, Ela, Bomis, Ayav. And you, Nebuchadnezzar, think you could walk upstairs to get to Shemayim. Ed Malelion, you get back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you think you can get near there. You know what? You know you'll go. Ach El Sheol Torah, you go way down to your grave, you go. Hayakis Sebor, very far down, deep in Gehenna, that's where you're going to go. Not too much further. So that's what the Baskol answered back to Nebuchadnezzar, HaRosha. Right. Now the Mishnah says, V'loi v'makor v'biyochet. You're not allowed to learn this parak of Yecheskel. We'll soon see exactly how far it's called the Maisa Makover in the first Trochim of Yecheskel. You're not allowed to learn it biyochet. Tanya Rebbe Chia. Avo Moisrum Loi Rosh Yeprochim. The Rebbe, if he sees he has a very smart Talmud, a big tzaddik, he's allowed to give over to the tzaddik the Rosh Yeprochim. He can't teach him, but the beginning of something, the heads of the psukim, Rosh HaProkim he could teach him. Start him off like. Rashi says, Rosh HaProkim means Rosh HaParsha Shabbat. You start him off with the beginning of each parsha. I'm a Rebbe Zeira. Ein Moiskrin Rosh HaProkim El Aliyah Bezdin. Even this Rosh HaProkim, you can only give over to an Av Bezdin. Ulechol mi shalibay doig v'kirboy. Anybody that is lave, is doig means is Yerei Shemayim, such a person you can give over to him the Rosh HaProkim about the Maaseh Merkava. Rashi means, Liba doig means V'eina Mekel HaRoshay, Es Roshay. He has Yerei Shemayim, it's not Mekel, doesn't get easy. Ika the army, some say, V'usha Liba doig the Kirbay. That is lave, is doig inside him. Rashi Tarte Binu. Omar Rebbe Ami. You can't give over Sisrei Torah. So Rashi says it also, Sisrei Torah means also going Maisei HaMakova, which that's Maisei HaMakova means what's doing in the Malachim and Shemayim near the Kisei HaKavod, the Sefer Yetzirah, the Sefer of Creation, or Maisei Breishis, V'Breisa. It's a Breis like this. So this Sisrei Torah can't give over only to somebody that has these five things. He has to be Sar Chamishim, the head of Chamishim, and the Su Yeponim, the Yoyes, the Chacham, Charoshim, the Nov and Lochash. Rashi means, on the Kama first, later the Gemara will explain what are these five my list you have to be able to get to learn Sisrei Torah. The Yom Rabbi Yami, Ein Moisrim Divrei Torah Lod Gachovim. You're not allowed to teach any Torah at all to a Goy. Shenem and the Apostle says until him, Lo Yosu Kein Lachol Goyim Mishpotim Ba'yidom. That a mishpatim bal yidom, you're not allowed to teach them. You're not allowed to teach a goy Torah. Torah was given over to Klal Yisrael and not to goyim. We're not allowed to teach goyim any Torah. So again, Omalei Rabbi Yechanan the Rebbe Loza. Torah kom agmir chav ma'isa makova. How come I'll teach you about the Maisa Makova? Omalei, so Reb Lez answered back, Loikishoi, I'm not old enough. Shrashle Zakanti, Obinion Liba Daig, you have to be a lave daig, you have to be worried, scared. I'm not that way yet, I'm not old enough yet. Of a Kikash, what happened was later when Reb Lez got older, Nochnashed Reb Yechon, Reb Yechon was nifter ready. So he lost out, he didn't learn Maisa Makova from Reb Yechon. Is Omalei Rabasi told them then, so Rabasi went to Reb Loz and told him, come, I'll teach you about these psukim in Yecheskel about the Maaseh HaMakova. Omalei, so Reb Loz said, is Akoy, if I would have been Zeicha, if I would have been smart like, Gemirtum Rabbi Yechanan Rabach, I would have been Zeicha to learn it from my Rebbe Rabbi Yechanan. He would have taught it to me, Mistama better. Rashi also says Meisim, Akav, Meis, Rashi says Brises, Brises, saying these are Brises. Right, Rabbi Yosef have a Gomir Meisim Akav. Rabbi Yosef learned through the Meisim Akav. So with the Pumpadisa, the old people of Pumpadisa have a ton of Meisim Brises. They were learning through the Nyanim of Meisim Brises, the creation of the world. Omru Leis, so one said to the other, Ligma Lord Meisim Akav. So the Subid the Pumpadisa, Sabid the Pumpadisa said to Rabbi Yosef, teach us the Meisim Akav. Omalu, so Rabbi Yosef said, Agmor and Lee, Meisim Brises. Rabbi Yosef asked them, and you teach me the Meisim Brises. Is Bosa the Yagmarun, after they taught Rabbi Yosef, the Meisim Brises, is Omrule, Ligmor Lomar, Meisim Akav. Now the Sabbath of the Pumpadisa said back to Rabbi Yosef, now come and you keep your deal, teach us the Maisa Makova. Omalu, they said like this to Nina, we learned for who? Divash, v'cholav, tachas l'shoin et l'shoincha. Honey and milk is under your lush and under your tongue. That means, devorim ha-mesuki midvash v'cholav, yiyo tachas l'shoincha. Things that are sweet like honey should be under your lush. Somebody meant to say is that, I can't teach you the Maisa Makova, it's too hard for you. Rabbi Yavu Amar Mihachar, Rabbi Yavu said from this pasuk, Kvoshim Ulvushcha, that means from Kvoshim, from the lamb should be your clothing, from the wool, means Devorim Shem Kavshuni Shaloylam Yir Tachas Lavushcha, things that are Kavshuni Shaloylam Rashi, Sisra Shaloylam, things that are hidden about this world, now there's Maisa Makova, Kamay Resha Kivshon, is should be Tachas Kivshecha, should be underneath your clothing, not uncover, I can't teach to others. Omrulei teninen bu ad, they said we learned until vayomrulei ben odim. They've learned until this far in Yecheskel, to Yecheskel Beis they learned. Omalu heinein maisa makova. So he answered back, you should know if you learned that far to Perek Beis in Yecheskel, you learned through the maisa makova. So his first Perek Aleph, that's the limud about the maisa makova. Rashi, Taninu ad vayomer alai ben Adam, Kfar Shaninu ad vayomer alai ben Adam, Omer Araglecha. So he answers back, Hein Maisa Makova, Im ad kan Shanisim, Harba Shanisim. If you learned this, why you learned a lot. Sheshnei amakores alolu, Shehein v'iro kena chashmal, Ukamara hakeshes, Heim shakpidu aleim. Yeah, that's the Maisa Makova. Vaita, Meisvei avakasha. Another Brisa says Ad Heichin Maisa Makova, till how far in Yecheskel or the Psukim talk about the Maisa Makova, Rebbe Yoima Ad V'era Basra in the first capital till the end of the second V'era. We have Yitzchak Omer Ad HaChashmal until the HaChashmal. So he said Ad V'era Migmagrina up until there I could teach you Mikan V'elach Masrinon Rosh Eprokim. From after the word Ve'era onwards, I can only give over the Rosh Eprokim. Hanika the army, some say, Ad Ve'era, Masrin and Rosh Eprokim. Up until this word of Ve'era, I could teach over, give you the Rosh Eprokim. Just the headlines about what's going on. Mikan V'elach, if from then onwards, Im Uchachom Mevi Midaitu, if it's a Chachom, he can understand it himself. In, then it's good. Eloi Loi, but if he does not understand the Psukim onwards, a Rebbe can't teach it to him. For the Gemara, Mida Shina v'Chashmal, Avachlal, you let her learn about the Pesukim, we'll talk about this Chashmal, we'll soon what the Chashmal was, the type of a fire. For the Gemara, V'hu Yenuka, there was a kid, the Dorish v'Chashmal, he dashed in these Pesukim in Yecheskel, that spoke about the Chashmal, V'Nofak Nura, a fire came out of Chatiya, and ate him up. So you see, now let her dash, and now let her go into those in Yonim, about the Chashmal. So Marit says, "Ashani yinukud lemotis dimnei." You can't bring Raya from a tinnik, a young child. A young child, and now he's not old enough, he wasn't supposed to learn these in Yonim. But a godol could be, he's a lot of dash in these in Yonim of the Makova of the Chashmal. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Baram Zacharois Ishtatoif. Remember this name of this person, and his name is Hananya ben Chizkiah, Shemoi. We have to give like credit to Hananya ben Chizkiah. Because El Molihu, if not for him, Nignoi Seif Yecheskel. The Chachamim at that door wanted to hide and say it's also to learn Seif Yecheskel. Why? Shayu Dvorev Seisum Divrei Torah. It says certain things in Seif Yecheskel that says Fakat what the Torah says. Rashi says, Yesh B'Seifa Dvorev Mekabonis She Seisum Divrei Torah.
There are certain things that the end of Yecheskel talk about the inyan karbonis that say not like our Torah. Ma also, so what does Kananya do? Hello loy gimel neyas garbish shemen. He brought up to his aliyah, to his attic, 300 barrels of oil. The Yosha Balia, and he sat there. In other words, he sat there night to night, and he used up these 300 barrels of oil to be able to learn with, to have light in Hidashin, Sefer Yecheskel. Vidoshu. And he explained it to tell us how it's not Sefer Divrei Torah. He came to me, Ashaveni Kashi Yav, and Sefer Yecheskel. No, it's not a Kasha to what it says in the Torah. Torah Rabban, question like this. Maisa Betinik Echaz, a Maisa with a Tinik. He was learning in his yeshiva to Seif Yecheskel. He was understanding the psukim about the chashmal. The yotzeish and a fire went out mechashmal from these place from the psukim of the chashmal, but a fire went out for safrosoi and burnt up this kid. After this mice again that the rebbe wanted to hide Seif Yecheskel, he didn't want the rest of his class to be burnt up. They wanted to make a geniza, you're not allowed to learn Sefer Yecheskel. Is Omelhem, they say, Omelhem Chananya ben Chizkiya. Im zeh chochem, akoch hachomim, hein. If this kid was a tinnik, in other words, he wasn't supposed to do it. But a Talmud chochem, an older person, has the right to learn Sefer Yecheskel. Stam, not the way we learn. The way we learn it, we can learn it anyway. Stam means to really be dervish, to understand clearly what the psukim really mean, what's behind the meaning, that a tinnik should not, but an older person, a Talmud chochem, could. So tomorrow, my chashmal. When the pasuk says chashmal, electricity, we call electricity chashmal. What does chashmal mean in the pasuk? Omer Rav Yehuda.